Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. If you're a career woman struggling with overeating, emotional eating, or weight loss, you're in the right place. I'm Kate, a coach and former physician assistant, and I'll help you break free from those habits and build a healthier, more confident life. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi there. Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. Today, I want to talk weight loss for perfectionists. Specifically, identify where perfectionists tend to struggle with weight loss so you can see if this is you. Also, give you tips for these specific struggles. So let's dive in. Now, career women are commonly, not always, perfectionists, or maybe not full-on perfectionists, but at least have perfectionist tendencies. Oftentimes, we career women can even joke around that we're perfectionists and almost wear it as a badge of honor. But in reality, being a perfectionist can make things more challenging, such as weight loss. It can also result in feelings of insufficiency because if you're always striving for perfection, there will be many times that you're not actually achieving this because perfection is difficult, if not impossible, to achieve on most or almost all things, right? And this will result in feeling like a failure. I've struggled with this personally throughout my entire life. It can also result in incompleted tasks, goals left unattained, and just an overall level of dissatisfaction with yourself. So, not great things, right? There are many different root causes of perfectionism, but I'm going to keep the focus on weight loss for perfectionists here because that's what you're here to hear about and get help with. So, let's dive into weight loss for perfectionists. Perfectionists struggle with consistency with actions for weight loss because of all or nothing thinking. All or nothing thinking is when you feel like you need to do something 100% perfectly, and if you don't, then you just don't do it at all. It's basically like one extreme to the other. So if perfectionists mess up or weren't perfect with their intentions halfway through the week, say as far as eating habits, they go right back to their old habits, often starting again with a clean slate come Monday. This results in one step forward, one step backwards, sometimes two steps backwards, making no progress. And it's like in your mind, it may sound like a great thing. Like it's like, oh, I have to get this perfect. So I'm going to start again on Monday. So forget about the rest of the week because I messed this up. I'm going to strive for perfection again. This sounds amazing and fun and like a fun challenge and something that you feel like is in alignment with you and always feeling like you need to be perfect. But if you really think about this logically, it's just taking that step forward with the progress or changes that you do make early on in the week and then taking that step or two backward, right? So that just makes no logical sense as far as you actually getting closer to your goals, your weight loss goals. And so this whole thing, as far as like starting off well in the early part of the week and then maybe messing up, quote unquote, and then just completely going back to your original eating habits and then starting again on Monday, this is called falling off the wagon. Or actually, sometimes people don't get back on Monday, right? So that's like completely falling off the wagon and giving up, right? So even if you fall off the wagon midweek and then you stay off until Monday, that's still called falling off the wagon and staying off. And then some people don't even start again on Monday, right? Now, you can fall off the wagon, but get right back on and still make progress toward your weight loss goals. So you can fall off the wagon and still take steps forward more so than anything going backward, right? So another thing that perfectionists struggle with, weight loss, is setting very large goals and only being satisfied if they hit that goal. Now, I'm a big fan of thinking big as far as weight loss goals. If we don't ever have big goals, then our world wouldn't be as advanced as it is. So we have to always be forward thinking, which means setting goals. And that includes small and really large goals. So goals are fabulous. Small goals, really huge goals, those seemingly impossible goals, all those are good goals. So the problem is when a perfectionist is only satisfied if that large goal was met. When we set a goal for ourselves, think about it, like we kind of pick a number, a weight loss number, because we anticipate how it'll make us feel when we arrive at that number, right? So it's kind of just like a guess as far as like what you feel like you're going to be really happy with. And, you know, at that number, you're going to feel energized, you're going to feel healthy, you're going to feel confident, beautiful, all the things, right? You're remembering that maybe you felt beautiful when you weighed 120 pounds and now you weigh 170 pounds and you don't feel beautiful. So you set the goal of being 120 pounds again because you anticipate that you'll feel beautiful when you're over there, when you hit that number. Right. But then as you and I work together to change your eating habits, also some other habits that help with weight loss, plus change your mindset, you start feeling more beautiful regardless of the number on the scale. You start feeling healthier because you've changed some of your habits, right? You start feeling more energized and confident before you even have hit that goal that you set for yourself in the beginning. So maybe you realize that at 140 pounds, you feel fantastic and you've found a nice balance that works well with your lifestyle. You can still go out to eat, enjoy desserts, not feel like you have to exercise for 2 hours a day just to burn off that dessert, right? In fact, several of my clients realized that they reached all of their goals as far as how they wanted to feel before they even reached that specific weight loss number goal. So this is what I want to help my fellow perfectionists with, making it as easy as possible to stay consistent, to decrease the risk of falling off the wagon, but then if or when you do, getting right back on the wagon. Also, understanding that you can reach all of your more meaningful goals of how you want to feel, regardless of the number on the scale. So here we go. Now, this is what I help my perfectionist career women with when we work together in my one-on-one coaching program, because it really is something that having a coach is valuable for. Think of it like holding your hand when you stumble. You end up not falling completely and instead being caught and finding your footing again, right? And still continue to move forward. But I'm going to give you some quick tips you can start today and do on your own. All right, so when it comes to consistency, you're going to want to avoid this, setting those big changes because you have big goals. So again, big goals are totally fine, but I don't want you making these drastic changes to try to attain those goals. You don't have to make big changes to attain big goals. So I know you want to get to these big goals as quickly as possible, but do not make big changes in what you're eating, how much, etc. right away. Don't make big drastic changes with how much you're exercising either. So you won't be able to maintain these changes easily and possibly not at all, especially if you're doing this on your own. Now, you may feel like you eat fast food for every meal and want to not eat any more fast food and only eat healthy foods, but you can't just make that big jump, right? So that could be an end goal of yours, right? To eat healthy food and no more fast food, if that's your personal goal, right? Just to give an example of kind of like a big change, right? As far as the types of food you're eating, but your brain and taste buds are not there yet, right? So you have to make gradual changes to get there, to get to whatever goal you've set for yourself. Making gradual changes sets you up for success, making it more likely you won't fall off the wagon. Now, you can make some bigger changes when you're working with me, for example, but when you're on your own, you really have to make those really small, gradual changes. Now, when I work with clients, we make those changes or the kind of like stepwise changes. I have a five-step implementation process that makes sure we recognize and overcome any challenges that might get in the way before they get in the way. And then there are things to make it so much easier for you to actually follow through on those changes. But for you right now, just make sure not to go too big on your changes, as tempting as it might be, right? To try to get there sooner. So next, you're going to do one simple thing to get you back on the wagon if you fall off, right? Because that's another area that perfectionists struggle with as far as losing weight. So you're going to normalize falling off the wagon. You're going to expect that it's going to occur, okay? When you think it means you failed, that's when you're more likely to stay off the wagon and then just start again on Monday. So I'm telling you right now that it's very normal to fall off the wagon. That's expected. That's going to happen. But when you are able to remind yourself that and not see it as a failure, see it as something that's expected as part of the process, as a normal part of the process, it seems less negative to you, right? It doesn't seem quite as much that you failed. You sort of see it more as a little bump in the road, right? And we want to make progress over perfection. So again, it's completely normal to fall off the wagon. You will do less and less of this as you go along, but in the beginning, expect to fall off, especially if you're doing this on your own, and that's totally okay. I mean, think about it, right? It's kind of like a do-it-yourself project. You can't expect to perform perfectly on something that's not your area of expertise. If someone asked you to build a house and you've never done that before, you're not going to build a house perfectly, right? So why would you expect yourself to completely change current eating habits or any other weight loss type of habits and do this perfectly on your own, right? So weight loss is the same thing as like expecting to build a house that you've never done before, right? Weight loss is the same thing. Changing your eating habits is the same thing. Consider it like an area that is not your area of expertise, and you're sort of doing this as a do-it-yourself project. So it's really important to expect that you're not going to do it perfectly, right? So if you quote unquote mess up during the work week or the weekend, just remember that's normal, expected, and part of the process. I know I've been repeating myself, but it's important for you to hear that multiple times. And always remember that unless you get right back on, you're delaying your progress. And I know you don't want to delay your progress, right? So just keep that in mind. The sooner you get back on that wagon, the better, right? Don't wait until Monday. Get right back on now, the next meal that you have. Okay, so my next tip for weight loss for perfectionists is to think about why you want to lose weight. Especially focus on how you want to feel. So do you want to lose 20 pounds to feel more comfortable in your body, more beautiful, more healthy, more in control? Think about your why. It's probably multiple things, right? And understand that these are your real goals, your deeper goals. When you understand this, you won't be as focused on the number, ignoring the other amazing changes that you're making. You'll be more aware of how much better you're feeling, the changes you're making to your lifestyle. You'll have more results to be happy about. And then the number on the scale is just seen as that, a number. Not an indicator of success versus failure, or an indicator of happiness versus unhappiness, or healthy versus unhealthy. All right, so if you're thinking you want more help, just book your free consultation with me. It's free help. I listen, ask questions, provide a personal plan so you know what will bring you closer to your goals. And then if you want help executing that plan, you're welcome to ask me how we can work together to do that. What I don't want for you is to keep spinning your wheels with weight loss and changing your eating habits, especially if you feel like it's impacting your physical or emotional health in any way. Our time is precious, right? And we don't really know how much we have left. We like to just assume that we have decades, in front of us or ahead of us, right? And most likely we do, but we don't know for sure. So why not make sure the years that are ahead of you are your best that you can have? Because the process I take you through to lose weight leaves you with so many healthy lifestyle changes, especially eating habit changes. You'll also have a healthier mindset, which affects how you feel on a day-to-day basis. Think about it like this. You get the opportunity to make your life what you want it to be. You get the opportunity to change the path that you're currently on. You get that opportunity to take control of your emotional and physical health. You don't have to just feel like these things are happening to you. You can actually be in the driver's seat. And all of this affects your relationship with yourself, with others. It affects your career, even your hobbies, activities, and interests. Think about the impact of losing weight by changing your eating habits plus other habits. So I invite you to take the opportunity and book your free consultation to get your personal plan. You'll walk away with insight, clarity, and belief that it really is possible for you. You'll have a mini transformation of sorts just with the free consultation. You can book your free consult and get your personal plan simply by visiting my website, katemjohnston.com, or if you go down to the episode description, if you're listening on a podcast listening app like Apple or Spotify, you'll see a link down in the episode description. Thanks for listening. Take care. And I look forward to meeting you and helping you during the free consultation. Talk with you next week. Before you jump into the next episode, if you're feeling stuck in the cycle of frustration and disappointment with your eating habits, you don't have to stay there. Let's make change simple, not overwhelming. Book your free consult now. Just tap the link in the show notes.